Just like a child serves a father, explains he, so he served with me in furtherance of the gospel. However, out of concern that their boldness towards the disciple might lead them to challenge their teacher, making them worse, he warns them off in the distance, stating, "He can be with you without fear," meaning none of these reckless persons should rise against him. For he perhaps planned to scold them about the same matters Paul had also written about. Paul had even claimed to send Timothy for this exact reason. "For I have sent Timothy to you," he affirms, "who will remind you of my ways in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church." In order for them not to, out of confidence in their noble birth, wealth, public support, and external wisdom, confront him and scorn him and conspire against him, being upset at the reproaches coming from him. Or lest they seek retribution from him out of resentment for the teacher's rebuke, punishing the latter. That's why he says, "He should be without fear with you," as if he had asserted, "Don't talk to me about outsiders, the Gentiles and unbelievers. It's you I need, you for whom the entire epistle was written, also the people whom he alarmed at the beginning and the outset. Therefore," he says, "with you."